My name is Jessica.
And my name is Rachel.
And you're listening to the Slayer Sisters.
Hello.
Hey. Welcome back to Slayer.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Welcome back to the Slay Pod, everybody.
Yeah, welcome back.
Been a month.
Yeah. Hope everyone had a good March? Yeah.
For real. Yeah, I hope everyone had a great March and that they were reading along with us and then watched this one of a kind movie.
I know. I feel like we need to apologize for having them read this book and watch this movie.
Honestly, I know. I felt really bad. I was like, ooh. It was you know what? It was very entertaining, though.
It was. It was.
So, you know, not everything has to be like a work of art, right?
Yeah.
Not everything has to be just. Yeah. Anyways, so. Yeah. We read and watched Can You Keep a Secret?
Yep.
Oh, I forgot the author's name.
Sophia? I can't ever remember.
Oh, wait. Books. I can grab the book. I can see it. Hang on. It is Sophie Kinsella.
Yeah, I can never remember if it's Sophie or Sophia, so there you go.
Well, I can never remember anyone's name, so.
Yeah.
I always True. Hope that you have that down.
Yeah.
So, but you failed me. It's okay. Anyways, Sophie Kinsella is the author of Can You Keep a Secret? Do you want to give a brief synopsis, I guess, of what it was about?
We didn't do that for Can You Keep a Vampire? Can You Keep a Vampire?
I don't remember. I really don't remember. I think I just went back into what we used to do in my brain. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, good. It's okay. It's
but
about.
But I know. This. I mean, we talked about it. What it was about before.
Well, we just kind of like went through the book. I felt like.
Did we? Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't think we did a synopsis.
No, I know we didn't do like a synopsis. Right. But I feel like we at least were like, so this is a book about
vampires.
I feel like it's easier with Interview with Vampire, but
sure. Well, Can You Keep a Secret is about this chick who is crazy, and while she's on a flight and having a panic attack, she spills all of her deepest, darkest, that none of which, to be honest, were that deep or dark.
Nope, not secrets, a single
one. To this handsome stranger who, lo and behold, you find out, is the CEO of her whole company. Oh my gosh. And chaos ensues from there.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. That is pretty much it. And her name was... So the main character is Emma.
Emma
Corrigan. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And she is gotta be one of the most annoying brains I've ever had to exist in for 300 something pages, I guess.
Maybe
more than that.
Annoying.
Almost 400 pages having to be in Emma Corrigan's brain was horrendous.
Yeah, it was.
So she has all these secrets that, like, aren't real.
Yeah.
They're like, I had a sex dream about my best friend. Mm-hmm. And, like, who cares? Like,
I know. That one was so dumb.
That one in particular really was like, are you kidding me? But I guess also, yes. I mean, I've had sex dreams about my best friends. And I usually just tell them. And, like, we laugh and joke about it.
It really is on bad. Big of a deal, even a little bit. And I definitely kept trying to remind myself that this book was written in 2003, and so like somewhat of a different time.
I wondered when it was written. I actually kept trying to look it up.
Yeah, so 2003. So there were certain things that I tried to like remember where like it wouldn't be written that way now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then also that these people are British. And they are, you know, known for being more secretive in general and, like, you know, like, emotionless, you know?
Yeah.
And so I tried to also think of those two things to try and, like, because so much of it bothered me that I just kept trying to, like, remind myself that as I was reading it, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Because it really was just so infuriating so many times.
Yeah, like, no, it was really, yeah, it was a wild ride.
Yeah.
And it started out really, in my opinion, slow.
Yeah.
And then at some point, I don't know when, maybe it's after their first date, but I was just like, this is one really long, just train wreck that I'm like watching in slow motion. And I don't understand how this is happening. Like, any of this was going down. I mean, it was so bad. And like, the guy that she was dating before,
Connor,
was, I kept being like, there's no way this guy isn't gay. And I for sure thought they were going to say he was gay.
Yeah.
Especially when they were like, Connor reads Cosmo and buys scented candles. I was like, oh, he's like, but then like, he isn't gay at all by the end of the book still. But he was like, also so annoying. And I was like, and then I thought I liked Jack, the main guy.
Yeah.
And then I would like go back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess I liked him more than Emma. Everybody in the book was just so dramatic about things that didn't really need to be dramatic, and I didn't understand.
Agreed.
And oh, you know what really got me? Was their first of all, the name Jemima.
Jemima.
I was trying to remember what it was. That you're right. It is Jemima. Oh, yeah. But honestly, I'm going to call her Jemima. Because she seems more like a Jemima than a Jemima.
I'm crying. Jemima.
I think I called her Jemima the whole time I was reading it in my head.
Oh, it's too much.
Anyways. But obviously she sounded like a real like piece of work to like live with. But at the same time, I could not believe that Emma and Lissy kept going into her room and staying close.
So disrespectful, dude. But I have to say, my favorite character in the book, who's never actually in the book, is Jemima's mom.
Oh my god, I know. I loved her too. I was like, why is the book about her?
I know. She was hilarious. And every single like advice that she gave, like, had me dying.
Oh my
god. I was like, dang, I wish that like Jemima's mom was actually in this book because she's the best.
Dude, I agree. I kept hoping she would show up.
I know.
Because her advice was top notch.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, but Jemima, I just was like, yeah, I could not believe that they kept taking her close.
I know. It really was awful.
I was like, are you kidding me?
And that was, I think, my main problem with this whole book is that Emma is so, there's really nothing about her to like recommend her to someone. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's like not particularly nice. She's not like particularly, she's very insecure.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to believe that a hot millionaire falls for her because he finds her quirky.
Like, she's not even that quirky.
That's what I'm saying, though. She's, you know, not, what I mean?
Like, Jess from New Girl, cute and quirky.
Who's like, also super nice person.
Yeah, I was gonna say who's very kind to people. Right.
There's like nothing about Emma that like makes her nothing. Great.
No, and all of her secrets were so stupid.
Yes.
Like, I just didn't understand, honestly, when the big moment happens and he's being interviewed and he like describes her to everybody or to the world, I guess. I was like, I really just like wouldn't care. I feel like I'd actually be flattered. Like, I would be like, oh, wow, he like really knows me.
Yeah.
And it's like, like, but oh my god, it was so just wild. And the way that she like kept demanding a promotion and a raise.
I know.
And I was like, I don't think you've really done anything.
I know.
To deserve this at all.
I really, there's so much. I like, don't understand the book at all.
The book, I really don't. I also, you know what I also really loved in the book, which I feel like was not as big of a deal in the movie, was when her and Connor, like, break up.
Uh-huh.
And the whole, like, everyone that works there is acting like they were a married couple for 10 years.
Right.
And, like, are, like, being so dramatic and, like, free. I was like, why is everyone that works here acting like the two of them, like, got a divorce?
Yeah. I mean, I get that because that's just, like, workplace, like, but everything, like, really, gets, like, blown up like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, you're right.
Because they're bored.
What?
Because they're just bored, you know what I mean? And it's, no, like, it's new true. Drama. So but it's, like, that like kind of stuff that happens.
There was extra dramatic, too.
Oh, they were.
Like, more so than even, like, then I know that they're, like, workplace drama is a thing. And that is very dramatic because people are bored. But it's just, like, oh, my God, they were so crazy about it.
Yeah. I mean, they were crazy about everything.
I mean, it was, like, okay, you know what plot in the book that I did kind of enjoy? Was like the stuff, kind of the stuff going on with her parents.
That was the most interesting part.
Yes,
for sure.
And it was the most interesting part. The parents and like the cousin.
The cousin
whose name I already forgot.
It was like Carrie.
Carrie, yeah, that was it. That was it. With Carrie, because I also was like, I don't really understand. I don't remember actually why they took Carrie in.
Because her mom died, and her like the mom's brother. Was like
traveling too much,
like, yeah, really, like he couldn't take care of her, so she went to live with them.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Anyways, I at first was like, I don't understand how they can be like so naive to the fact that, like,
yeah,
Carrie's a bitch,
right?
But whatever, I let it go. But like, one of my favorite parts of the book was the like company family day,
yeah.
When they're all, like, having the picnic, and then, like, Jack, like, basically comes over and, like, calls Carrie out on all of her bullshit. But in, like, a very, like, charming way.
Yeah.
In a way that, you know what I mean? And it was just, like, very sweet.
Yeah.
And I liked that that led to her parents then, you know.
Yes.
Coming back and, like, really wanting to reconnect with her and wanting to, like, have a better relationship with her and being, like, basically, you know, apologizing for the fact that they just never noticed that they had neglected their own daughter for years.
No, I felt the same way, because it's like you weren't really sure before that if like they were oblivious or if they just like didn't care.
Right. I think that's what it was. I like, couldn't tell if they just didn't care in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like no, if they were just like being like, or if they were like, we're our own daughter isn't as successful as the child we took in.
Right.
So we're just going to, like, treat her better. But it was, like, clearly they were just actually oblivious. So it was nice to see them, like, come around.
You know what? Plot was so weird to me. And I don't understand why it was in the book at all, because it never led to anything.
Yeah, keep going.
Sorry, you okay?
No, I went, because I think I know where you're going.
Okay. When they're at that, like, really fancy dinner, her and Jack's first date.
Yeah.
And that lady comes up and, like, calls her Rachel.
Yes.
And like clearly it's like so clear that she thinks it's her mom, and for whatever reason, because Emma's an idiot, it goes like right over her head. And then and how she's like, oh, like basically like kind of alluding to the fact that her mom like had an affair or something at some point, and then her mom's like talking to her on the phone, like, you know, later about this like French dude that she was with or whatever. And then she's like, what are you talking about? And the mom, like, gets off the phone real quick. And then it's just like, what was the point of that entire thing?
Dude, it never goes anywhere. So wild.
Okay.
I didn't understand. I also was like, this has to come back around, right?
Right?
Like, I was like, this can't just be like, no, I don't. I've also, like, this has never happened to me, but I've also don't know if it ever happened to anyone else where someone's been so drunk that they kept insisting that you were someone else.
Right.
Like, it's like, has this happened to anybody in real life? I'm like, I don't understand. I mean, I'm sure it has, but it was just like, yeah, no, it was. And for it to happen and then there not be some like connection.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
I thought that was going to be like something that led to her and her mom with something, and then it just wasn't at all.
What was
the point of that?
Yes.
And that's how I felt for a lot of this book, was that it was just like random things were thrown in
yeah
for entertainment or something, but it wasn't entertaining.
No, it really was like, I feel like I kept reading because it was like watching a disaster.
Yeah.
Like it was like, but it wasn't necessarily like good entertainment. It was just kind of was like, what is happening? Like, what's going on? I don't understand. And like kept like waiting for like, and then being like shocked by like the next crazy thing happening.
Yeah.
I also loved in the book her like weird relationship with the smoothie guy.
Yeah.
Like I was like, this is gonna come. And like the box being like, I've lied about being into boxing the whole time. And it's like, why did you lie about that in general?
I know. Like, that's what I mean. We're supposed to believe that this chick landed a hot millionaire. Like that, I think, is more than anything the thing that I just will never be able to get over.
Yeah, like a hot, like intelligent millionaire.
Yeah.
Who's like taking care of his best friend's child.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, yeah, no, I agree. It was, I also thought that every time, the way he was so secretive about that in the book, though, was also very dramatic.
It was.
Like, I was like, I feel like you could keep this a secret and it not be this big of a deal.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or, like, every time he got up to, like the fact that he had to get up from the table, like, 3 times. I was like, dude. Oh, my God, can you not get it all out in one phone conversation?
Like, and also I'm like, could you not come up with anything, like be like, there's anything. A family emergency, I'm so sorry, I have to go.
Yes.
Like,
dude, I was like, and the fact that he was like, no, I'm gonna see this date through,
I'm
even
like,
though I clearly have something else more important that needs to be taken care of right now.
I know, I like, there are so many problems with this book that I just am not, again, I'm sorry listeners that we don't pick the book. We don't read these beforehand. We do this right along with you.
Yep.
So not everything's going to be a winner.
It was fun.
I mean, it was fun in the sense that I knew we were going to like have a good time complaining about it, but I'm like never going to recommend anyone to read this book.
Yes, no, I agree. Yes, exactly.
Like while I'm reading it, I can't wait to talk to Jessica about this, but like, I'm not going to want anyone else to like put their hours in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. But we've all been, you know, bonded over it now.
Yeah, for sure.
We're all bonded over this experience. Okay, my favorite, truly my favorite character, because they made zero sense to me, was Sven.
I know.
At the end, when he comes back, at the end of the book, when he comes back to, like, get Emma, and she's like, who even are you? Like, what do you do? And he was like, I'm like, I've known Jack for a long time, and I'm kind of just like here for like emotional support. I was like, oh, so Sven's your emotional support animal? Like, that's what Sven is to you. He's your emotional support animal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was like, what are you talking about? I really thought we were going to get to learn exactly what Sven did.
I know.
But we never get to learn. And then he's not even in the movie, although I think he's in the movie for like a hot second. But he doesn't talk.
No.
And I was like, you took out my favorite character, and I'm so upset because he was so, like, made no sense to me.
Yeah.
And I was so mad. I was so mad. I don't know. About that. But, okay, I guess we can switch to the movie now because I guess that really covers pretty much. Oh, but you know, well, I guess this goes into the movie too. But another thing that I thought was just like, Emma is crazy because she has sex with Jack like one time in the book. It's after that first time they have sex after the
and then she's like, I'm in love.
Yes. And she, but not only is she like, I'm so in love with Jack, she's like, I know he's in love with me too. I was like, oh my god, you are a stalker sociopath. Like, you're the stalker girlfriend. Are you?
She's like, I
can't have been one time. You cannot be assuming that he is in love with you, or that you are in love with him. I was like, damn, you really did Connor too. Like, God, which I don't. I mean, Connor seemed pretty boring, but
I know. But no, although, I actually felt for Connor in a lot of ways when it came to like her constantly lying about like what she liked in bed and getting mad at him for kept doing those things where I'm like, well, obviously he thinks you like it. Like, why? This is not his fault. Like, and that, like, God,
I just...
No, that pissed me off, too.
She was the worst.
And it also made me mad, like, all of the lies to him, the, like, telling...
Yes.
I was like, also, can you imagine, how long was she with Connor for, like, a year? I don't really know.
No, I have no idea.
I think it was, like, roughly around a year. And, like, imagine pretending to, like, Jazz for that long.
I know.
And having to go to all of these, like, shows and concerts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you just hate your life?
Right.
And hate yourself? Do you? Well, also, I'm like, you just don't have any of your own, like, interests.
Yeah.
She had, like, no, like, thing that was, like, her thing.
Right.
Either.
Oh, can we also talk about how much of a brat she was at the first date with Jack when he had the champagne appear out of nowhere and she was pissed about it?
Rachel, what I... Thank you for bringing it back. I'm trying to, like, read my notes, and I'm having a hard time reading them as I'm talking because I can't multitask. But I truly, the first date in her brain, when he is giving her her perfect date,
yeah,
giving her perfect date, and she's all like, I don't really know if I like this. And she's like, I actually wish I'd had a choice, you know? You know, part of ordering, part of the fun of being at a restaurant is getting to order what you want instead of having someone else order for you. And I was like, honestly, I, as somebody who can pretty much, I know that that's a little different for people who like, but like, he knows everything about you. He's already ordering you food that you are going to be excited about.
Right.
Like, he's literally getting you everything that you have told him exactly what you wanted. And it's somehow not good enough for you?
I know.
I was like, I would literally, I'd probably start crying.
Oh,
if a man planned my first date like this with me. I like, know. If it was a guy that already knew me really well and we went on our first date and it was exactly everything I've always said.
Right.
Like, I don't actually have anything like that because I wouldn't even dare to dream to get my hopes up for something like that. But it's like, if I did and it was given to me.
Right.
Like, are you kidding? I really think I would cry. Or I would just be like, so like,
touched,
astounded,
yes,
and touched by the fact that like they went down to the minuscule details to make this the perfect day for me.
Yeah, I really think that was the moment though where I realized that I wasn't gonna like the book. Like,
I realized I really didn't like her.
Yeah, I think that was the moment where I was like, "This is not for me." Like, yeah. I feel like,
yeah,
that was, I think, the because it was like from there, I was like, "Yeah, it was a little annoying," but it's like, you know, I could like see it going cutesy or whatever, and then like I got to that and I was like, yeah, no, this is not good.
Yeah.
She sucks.
I know. I was also really excited for that first date and I thought it was gonna be like, I had a feeling something could go wrong or whatever, because it wasn't far enough along in the book for it to be smooth sailings afterwards, but like I was just excited for it to, for like, you know, some cute romance to happen, and then it was like, it wasn't anything.
Right.
And then I'm also still like, I want to know like how she truly forgot where that nightclub was.
I know.
I was like, dude, there's how? Because she doesn't like go to the door. She clearly ends up like talking to some weirdo, like, or some like guy, like that's not like where it was before.
Right.
It's not like they'd like changed the password. And I think that if they had changed the password, then her roommate Lissy would have been told because she's a member.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh my god, it was so ridiculous.
It was so
that true. Whole part was also so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I just was like, ugh, people are. Yeah. No, she was. She was something else.
I guess. She was.
Anyways, okay. I guess we can move on to the movie.
Yeah. So, I already know we're going to agree that the best thing about the movie was the dog.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. Yeah. Truly.
He was so cute.
He was very cute. And honestly, Emma needs a dog.
Yeah,
but Emma would have done better in life, probably.
Well, it made her more likable in the movie.
It did.
By her having the dog.
She wasn't that much more likable, though. But
she wasn't. But that's what I'm saying. The dog helped.
So, you know, what's, like, very funny is, shout out to Bailey, my roommate. When I was watching this movie, she came in, like, halfway. and sat down on the couch and was like eating and ended up watching the whole last half of the movie with me.
Yeah.
And she was like, this is the worst acting. Bailey's also an actress.
Right.
And she, but also she just was like, what am I watching? Am I supposed to like this girl? Because she's the most annoying girl I've ever encountered in my life. And I was like, she's like, am I supposed to think she's hot? Am I supposed to think she's like cute and quirky? She's like, because all I think is that she's just annoying. And I'm like dying laughing with Bailey. And then Bailey's like, is this guy, she's like, this guy is like way too hot for her. But also like, I don't, she's like, I just don't understand. And I was it's like very, like it was, and the whole time she was just like, none of this feels, this isn't even like fun romantic comedy. It just feels ridiculous. And I was like, I know.
It was, no, it wasn't romantic or funny.
Which no, it wasn't.
But, things you want in a rom-com.
Exactly. But I must say that I was pleasantly surprised by Connor in the movie. Because I thought Connor in the movie was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
He was
funnier than he was.
And I don't think I was necessarily, I don't know if he was supposed to be as funny as I was finding him.
Yeah.
But like I rewound and had Bailey watch his like scenes.
Yeah.
Where like he's like staring at her in the bed. And right. then it's like gets up and it's like his like extremely hairy butt, which I clicked on the whole rest of my life without seeing, and I saw it 2 times in the and then 2 more times because I rewound it.
I was about to say, yeah,
could watch it. And and then him being like with the teacups being like, well, we have to have the saucers because I know you'll get, like, I don't know what it was about him in the movie, but I just found him to be this like comic relief that I don't know if he necessarily was supposed to be, but like I was laughing at him a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot. That's and good. I was like, I feel like I could have had this, and he was funnier to me in the movie than he was in the books.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I just, it was just like, I was just probably grasping at straws at that point. Like I just needed something to hold. And I mean, I was like laughing a lot throughout the movie. I think at the movie, not in a good way.
Right.
Just kind of at like the ridiculousness of all of it.
I definitely kept laughing with Gemma's outfits before going to like family functions.
Absolutely.
Like,
that was really funny. Good. That was funny. Gemma's outfits before all of the, before everything was definitely very funny.
Yeah. Thought that was funny. And then I also laughed at, like, towards the end when she's having, like, coffee or whatever with her, like, workplace bestie. And then it, like, cuts to Jack, like, standing, like, right by the table. And they're, like, trying to ignore him being there. You know what I'm talking about? That part was funny. And he's, like, but he's right there. And she's, like, shh.
No. Like, that part was really funny. But what follows that, which also happens in the book, is when she, like, turns her whole body away from him.
Yeah.
Like, she's a toddler who isn't allowed to just get up from the table and walk away. Dude. Like, I was, like, what, who is this grown adult woman?
I know.
And then I was also bummed that they took all the family stuff out.
I know. I was gonna say it, like, our literal favorite part of the book was not even in it at all.
It's not even in the movie, which is such a bummer.
Yes.
And I was like, ugh, I just, yeah, that was bad.
It was.
That made me very, very sad. The webbed foot thing, I was like, this is really ridiculous. I was like, I really don't understand. Like, is this supposed to be a weird thing? And a lot of people have webbed feet. Yeah. Like, a lot of people have a webbed foot.
Also, her, like, tearful in bed, like, confession to him about how she's just undeserving of love. Like, I laughed out loud at that point.
I truly, during the whole book and the whole movie, was like, how is this doing it for him?
I know.
What in the world?
But at least, like, I think that Alexandra Daddario is beautiful. So, that somewhat helped in the movie where it's, like, okay, like, she is, like, very stunning to me. So, I'm, like, at least, like,
I don't know
if there's that.
An actress on this planet that could make that character attractive to me.
Oh, I mean, like, her character is awful. But, like, I already knew Alexandra Daddario was beautiful, like, going into the movie, if that makes sense. So it was, but just, like, I mean, slight help. Like, I mean, I'm not saying
that. I think she's got some of the world's most beautiful eyes that have ever graced this planet. She's a really pretty person. But I just am, like, I'm sorry, Alexandra, like, you're gorgeous, but you couldn't fix Emma for me.
I'm not saying it was good, but it had a little bit. I
found her portrayal of Emma to be slightly better than Emma in the book, but, like...
I agree. I also liked that in this, when she did confess her secrets to him, she was, like, wasted and not just, like...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever
was she not on. Drunk on the
no it was like she was having a panic attack and she was like word vomiting,
so this time she was drunk and having a panic attack,
and that to me it made more sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I still like how he would also find that more attractive, if that makes sense, like a sober person dumping all of that on you, I feel like is like a little not attractive, where I feel like
right
a cute drunk girl who's talking to you that way, you could be like, you could laugh that off more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, if they're like just having a panic attack, you're like, is this person need to be medicated?
Exactly. Telling you your deepest darkest secrets because they're on a plane, like, I mean, like, that's a lot.
Wait, okay, I'm looking at my notes and I don't really remember what this is, so maybe you will. Okay. I wrote, okay, it came back to me. The ovaries joke is not funny enough for Emma to have snot coming out.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I was like, damn, what was the ovaries joke? But it just came back to me in the, which doesn't happen. Does it happen in the movie?
No.
No, the ovaries joke. That's just in the, it's just in the book. Yeah. Which I was reading, when I was reading it, I was like, oh, it's going to be like, I didn't know what I thought it was going to be now. I don't remember. But I do remember that her laughing so hard at that joke. That was not funny.
Right.
And I was like, was again another moment for me where I was just like, and I also was like, is she supposed to be like good at marketing? Or does she just have a grandfather that really likes your product? So she knows how to sell to him.
Right.
Or doesn't even know how to sell to him, just knows she can sell to him.
Right.
And his demographic because
she knows that he likes it and his friends.
I was like, that doesn't make her good at marketing.
I know. I know.
I couldn't. I just.
When she's shaking that can at the beginning of the movie. So I watched the movie with Matt, who is, okay, so my husband is in marketing. Let's just say he had some feelings about this movie.
Oh, I bet he does.
He was not a fan, but like I just like looked over at him as she was shaking the can and he was just like appalled, like, what am I watching?
I mean, it was so aggressive.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't like oh,
yeah. It wasn't like she just like had the can. I understand like holding the can and like,
and you're talking
and you're talking about it and you're like, but it was the fact that she was like flinging her arms around that I truly was like, how is this happening?
I know.
And it was like, it looks like she's trying to like get the can off, which I'm assuming they did that on purpose, which was also just stupid.
Yes.
Like I was like, this is just one more penis joke, we get it. Like,
I know.
It's not a good one. It's not even a good one.
I know. It was like an
embarrassing one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so, so bad. And look, you and I both love our boy, Tyler Hoechlin.
I know.
He is fine.
He is.
But this was not, I mean, I just was like, what were you doing, my guy? What were you thinking?
I know.
Because, Alexandra.
I know.
Did you guys just need to make some quick money?
Well, she was like a producer. And I'm like worried that she was I think she might have been like a big fan of the book and was like, I want to produce this into a film.
Oh, no.
I know.
That worries me.
I know. Same.
I mean, You know what? I could see the, like, premise of this book being really good.
And maybe she read it in 2003, where I feel like if we had read this in 2003, we
but might there's, like, no way she wouldn't have kind of, like, it's, like, but the movie is a lot like the book.
It is. So that's why, like, I felt like it was.
How did she not do a better job, a more, like, updated
That's why I feel like job. She was a fan of it, 'cause she wanted to, like, stay true to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it could have been a really funny romantic comedy if it had better writing.
Yeah.
And they had made her, like, a lot nicer.
Yes.
Like, she needed to just be, she's so whiny, too.
She's so whiny. That's what I mean.
Also, okay, I have to say, Dancing Lawyers, hilarious.
Yeah.
And I keep meaning to talk to Hadassah, my best friend who's a lawyer, about this, but I keep forgetting. But I'm like, first of all, these lawyers don't have time
right.
to have a dancing hobby, okay? And I was like, the fact that she was, like, an amazing dancer.
Right.
I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to see this part in the movie. And then I was really disappointed. I thought she did a good job.
But I thought she was good.
Okay, but the way, I think it's just because it was told through Emma's brain again. I was like, oh, wow, she must be, like, really good. And then I was like,
you're looking at it through a dancer brain. As we both know, as people who are dancers, that people who aren't dancers think that a lot of things are a lot better than they are.
Yeah, it's true, it's true. Yeah. But Emma was just like, oh, man. Yeah, no, that whole part. But I liked Lissy.
Yeah.
I think I was, like, indifferent to her, kind of, in the book.
Yeah.
But then I liked her in the movie.
Yeah.
And I liked that, like, she was a dancing lawyer. I thought that was kind of funny and cute. Mm-hmm. But it was also kind of very randomly just, like, thrown into the plot.
Yeah.
I feel like. And then in the book at the end when she slaps Jemima when she slaps Jemima I was like, maybe it's also because, just so everyone knows, Rachel and I are rewatching One Tree Hill and there's so many slaps on that show. I wrote, oh, look, another slap. Slapped Jemima, and I was like, because also Jemma in the movie was not as bad as Jemima.
No, she wasn't.
Was really crossing some. I mean, like, Emma was said so many times, I do not want you to do this. I don't want to do this. Can you please let this go? And she just would not let it go. And I was like, what is wrong with this girl?
No, they were, like, all over the place when it comes to crossing lines as roommates. Oh my God.
Their roommate lines were those were insanely toxic boundaries.
They were.
I was like, I was like, if this girl is going through all of this trouble to, like, make sure that she knows if somebody gets into her room.
Right.
How do you justify going in there and taking her clothes?
I know.
Very expensive clothes. I don't care if she is rich and spoiled and doesn't want to share her shit. She doesn't have to.
Yep. For sure.
You don't get to take her things. We are not, like, you're not sisters who go and you're not high schoolers and middle schoolers taking your sister's clothes that don't fit you, but you think they do anyways.
Or taking your sister's clothes and then taking them to Hawaii with you for a year.
I took one dress. Let it go. You didn't even wear it the whole year leading up to me leaving with it, okay?
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. That was part of my justification for taking it.
You didn't
think because
every time to know if I wore that every day for a year.
But I don't, you're right, I don't know that for sure. But I do know that the year leading up to me leaving, I wore it a lot.
You did wear it a lot.
And it mostly stayed in my closet. So I was like, okay, whatever, I can take it with me too.
Well, we're going to have to wrap this up because my twins are starting to wake up. So I want to know what your rating of the book and the movie are.
Okay. I think I gave them both one star.
Oh.
I honestly don't remember. I rated it on, you know, our little apps
that we use.
I actually might have given, yeah, I think I gave them both. Well, I'm giving them basically both one or, I don't know, two stars, I don't know, one and a half, two. Yeah. It's just, they were just really bad.
Yeah. I mean, I gave them both two.
I definitely can't give more than two, that's yeah. for sure.
No, I mean, like, it wasn't, like, the worst thing I've ever read or watched, but, like, I did not enjoy either, so, like.
Yeah, I mean, stars. I guess they were easy to read and easy yeah. to watch, but the thing is, for a fact that if we weren't doing this for Slayer Sisters, there's no way I would have finished this book or made it through the whole movie. I would have absolutely been like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Like, unfortunately, I would have stopped
reading the book, and I maybe would have watched the whole movie, but it would have been like on in the background while I was doing a ton of other things. Like, I wouldn't have really been paying attention.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for me to even give it, yeah, I mean, one and a half, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was some entertaining moments in there, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was rough.
Yeah. Two stars for both.
Yeah. It was bad. Mm-hmm. All right. What's our April pick?
So our April pick, y'all, I'm very excited because I've already read this book. And so I know that I like it. And so I'm very excited that we will actually be at least putting a book out there that, and I know Jessica will like it too. It's called No Exit by Taylor Adams. It's a thriller. So we're trying to do, you know, something a little different every month. And it's very violent. So just everyone know, if you trigger warning, if you have a problem with like gore, just kind of keep that in mind because it's definitely very bloody. So just, yeah, if that's something that is bothersome to you, you might want to skip this one. And then they just made it into a movie that's on Hulu. So we will be watching the Hulu movie when we finish the book.
My book gets delivered either today or tomorrow.
Yay! I think you're gonna.
Oh wait, no, I think you got delivered today. Today's Monday, not Sunday. What am I talking about?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I got delivered today, so I have to.
Think you'll definitely enjoy it. It's a thrill ride, and every chapter like ends on a cliffhanger. So you're like,
love those.
I know, me too. So you're like,
the best.
You have to keep reading to know what happens.
No, that's really good. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to read something that doesn't make me want to gouge my eyes out.
Right, I know.
So. Anyways.
All right,
well, slay on, everyone.
Yeah, slay on. Love you, Jess.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.